Got an issue you just can't fix?
On the fence about what direction you should take?
Been wrestling with a situation that's out of control?
Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
Yes, it's the segment where we ask you to challenge our guests with an issue from your too hard basket. This one comes from Holly, who's living in locked down Sydney. She writes, I live alone and have a singles bubble buddy. We catch up regularly for walks and conversation and company, and I regard my buddy as a close friend and sometimes confidant. Recently, I told him that I'd applied for a job. My work has been seriously reduced due to cuts in the tertiary teaching sector. I told my bubble buddy about the job and how it offered me a great way to be both useful during the pandemic and increase my income. My bubble buddy then pressed me for more details about the job and then sent me a text message asking where he could find it so that he too could apply. If he applied and got the job over me, I don't think I could ever talk to him again, and I find myself quite upset. We've been such a good support for each other during the pandemic, but I feel that I have to withdraw from our friendship. What would your panel advise? Should I pull back from this friend and perhaps consider a different bubble buddy? So how would you handle this? Do you find this acceptable, or would you withdraw from the friendship? Our bubble buddies for this tricky one are the founder of Anna's Go-Go Academy, Anna Akia, and the editor of Wish magazine, David Ma. A big welcome to you both.
Hello.
Hi.
Anna, firstly, do you have a bubble buddy?
I do. I do indeed. My friend and neighbour, Leanne, we go for walks. We went for a lovely bushwalk yesterday and saw a black cockatoo in Reservoir.
Oh, half your luck.
Yeah, it was lovely. So I do have a bubble buddy. I also live alone and it is really isolating. And there's a lot of pressure and trust you put on that one person that you're allowed to see. And so I'm quite shocked by this man's brazenness. Has he no shame?
I kind of agree with you, really. I mean, the buddy system means that you spend more one-on-one time with one person than you probably ordinarily would. So how important is trust in that relationship?
Well, I think trust is everything. I think, you know, as Maya Angelou said, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Mm.
And, you know, once trust is gone, that's pretty much it. I mean, Holly says this guy's her confidant and, you know, she's talking about trying to make a living during the pandemic. And if you can't trust somebody, where is the relationship? You know, you can't confide in them. You'll be always worried about what you can share with them, what you can't, whether they're going to cut your lunch. It can't be done. I would rather walk alone for 10 more lockdowns than work with a traitorous bubble buddy like that.
And be undermined like that.
Yes.
David, what do you think this situation has revealed to Holly?
Well, I agree with everything Anna has just said, but also I do think it does come down to trust, and it's really got nothing to do with being bubble buddies. It's just how you expect a friend to behave and what a friend kind of is. And I sort of feel like, you know, I'm sure everybody's had times where somebody tells you about a job they're going for and you think, oh, wow, that sounds like a really good job. Oh, I'd really like that job. You know, I'd be really good at that. That to me that's a perfectly normal human reaction. And really what that says is you're really pleased for your friend.
Mm.
But they're taking another step to sort of undermine your friend and get that job. I mean, sure, if the person is unsuccessful, then that I think is your opportunity to say, hey, look, you know, I'm really sorry you didn't get that job, but would you mind if I had a go for it?
You let them have a crack at it first.
Absolutely. I mean, it's no one's job. You know, it's an advertised position. No one has any right to it over and above anybody else. But if your friend is confiding in you and asking you what they think about this job and should I do it, to me it seems like a really childish reaction. It's like one kid being given a lollipop and the other one saying, I want one. You know, it's a really childish reaction to say, oh, I'm going to apply for that. And the other thing I would say is if you're going to undermine somebody, you don't ask them. You go and do it behind their back, you know.
Yes, I mean, it's so shameless.
Totally. It's the shamelessness of it that kind of appalls me.
Me too, actually. And look, she does state that they've been such a good support for each other during the pandemic. So would you think that this incident is enough for her to pull the pin on that friendship?
I would.
Well, I would confront the guy and just say, you know, like, that really annoyed me or that really upset me. You know, I told you I was having financial problems. I needed to apply for this job, you know, blah, blah, blah. And if he can't handle sort of having a conversation about that, then he's not really worth having as a friend.
Mm. And you would actually ditch that friendship, Anna?
I would, yeah. I would. You know, you don't have to cut him off. Or I wouldn't even waste the energy on a big confrontation or a discussion. I would just slowly back away. You know, this is one of those situations which I call it a good to know. I would file it in the good to know file in my mind, mm-hmm. and then I recalibrate my relationship with that person accordingly. Knowing what I know now, you know, I'll recalibrate how much I trust them, how much time I spend with them, how much energy I put into that relationship. You know, I would just do a slowly backing away, you know, a beep, 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 just slowly back away and walk alone.
Or look walk elsewhere alone. For a second option of a bubble buddy.
You can't go walking with a traitor.
No, you absolutely can't. And look, perhaps this highlights how vexed a choice of bubble buddy can be. What would you do here if he were your walking buddy? Obviously, you would sack him.
For sure,
I would. Yeah, I'm very happy walking on my own, to be honest. Sometimes when you've been on the phone all day for work, you just want to get out and have some kind of me time.
But I know, but your bubble buddy, and I've got an excellent bubble buddy, I must say. She's probably listening. Hello, Tash. They see and hear you at your best and worst during lockdown, don't they? Because they get all of your angst and hand-wringing about what's happening in the world, and if they catch you on a good day, well, lucky them.
Yeah, and it needs to be... Sorry, I was going to say it needs to be reciprocal. You need to feel that, you know, you can sort of unload on somebody and they'll give you, you know, some sound advice or just listen to you. And then you do the same. You need to have that kind of two-way trust, not that you can't be sort of buddies with somebody thinking there's really something I need to talk about, but I'm afraid to talk about it with this guy because he might sort of undercut me and steal it from me. You know, you need to, and I think jobs are one of those things that you do need to discuss. You do need to ask somebody, do you think this would be a good job? Do you think I'd be any good at it? And get that kind of sort of interview practice almost and not be worried that some guy's going to undermine you.
Mm. Anna, what's your final advice to Holly?
I'd say get a new bubble buddy. I'm blessed. I feel very blessed that I've got a legendary bubble buddy that I can really count on. But I'd say I'm really sorry that happened and it's a betrayal. And have a nice walk on your own, blissfully unperturbed, and find a new bubble buddy who's more ride or die. You know, there's a lot of pressure on that one person. When you live alone, you're only allowed to see one other person in the whole world. That, you know, you need that person to be really solid and someone you can really trust and rely on, because it's a difficult time.
It is a difficult time, but it's also sad when you have a death of a friendship as well. So would you expect her to grieve a little bit over that, or do you think she's done?
No, I would. There's a saying from the Buddha that an insincere and evil friend is more to be feared than a wild beast. A wild beast may wound your body, but an evil friend will wound your mind. And there is that sort of wound where you think you can trust someone and then, you know, they betray you somehow and it does hurt. So, you know, there probably is an issue there. And then there's the awkwardness about how you back away from that person or tell him you're getting a new bubble buddy. You know, it's difficult.
It sure is. David, any last words of advice from you for Holly? I think it's fairly much unanimous that she's been dealt a dud here.
Well, I would say the best revenge is getting the job. But also, I mean, look, there is sort of light at the end of the tunnel here. We're coming out of this lockdown. You know, we're probably not going to be, fingers crossed, in these endless lockdowns anymore. Maybe we'll just be able to socialise like normal people again and you won't have to put all your eggs into one basket, in which case she won't need to worry too much about having to confide solely in one kind of individual.
And not just advice for Holly, but advice for all of the other bubble buddies out there. Don't go cutting your bubble buddy's lunch. That's not okay,
no,
whether it's a job
no lunch cutting.
Or a partner. Any sort of life decisions.
Absolutely. Look, right. Lunch cutters be gone.
Thank you both so much for sharing your wisdom on this issue with us this morning. That was Anna's Go-Go Academy Anna Arkia, and the editor of Wish magazine, David Maher. And if you've got a dilemma you would like to submit, just email us. The address is lifematters@abc.net.au, and make sure you put Too Hard Basket in the subject line, and we will change names if required.